Welcome to the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I'm Natasha, a licensed sex therapist and certified sex and intimacy coach, on a mission to empower Black women to choose a life of pleasure, not just today, but every day. There is nothing more powerful than a Black woman that authentically owns her pleasure and sensuality. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the gems. Welcome to another episode of the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I believe this is episode 4. So if you have been rocking with me since the beginning, welcome back. And if you're new, sit down and enjoy. I appreciate you being here. And this is a continuation of what I do. So the last episode I talked about being a sex therapist and a sex coach and the difference between the two and how to differentiate. Today I'm going to talk about my role as a sex doula. And you might listen to this and say, Natasha, what this all sounds the same. And there was a method to my madness when I wanted to build a business, how I wanted to help my clients. There was a method to my madness. And so everything that, all the trainings that I got, all the certifications that I got, all the research that I did was for me to be in a space to help the whole person, the whole woman. I didn't want to do bits and pieces. I wanted to have a woman come to me and say, Natasha, I need X, Y, and Z. I need your support. And I'd be able to hold that space for her in multiple capacities where she wouldn't need multiple people. So there's a method to my madness. Now, sex doula, before I took this training, I knew no such thing. Okay? I didn't know a thing existed. And I had been following Crystal Tantric Yogi on Instagram. If you do not follow her, you are missing out. It is such a treat to follow her. It was such a treat to be in her space. So, so good. And Tracy Collins, the founder of the National Black Doula Association. Again, I don't even think I can come up with the words to explain having these two women in my corner and having access to ask questions. Tracy is, when I look at Tracy and watch Tracy, I'm like, that is my fellow Libra. That is me. Like, that is me talking to her, her mannerisms and everything. I'm like, oh my gosh, that is so me. And so it's really fun to be able to have that connection with her. But anywho, one day I was scrolling, which is what I did, and I still from time to time do, scrolling aimlessly, and I saw a training come up that's mentioned a sex doula. It's like, what is a sex doula? And I started reading through the description, and I was like, oh, it's most definitely something that I have to go to. So I was actually part of the first cohort ever to do the sex doula certification. And we did it in 2019. So I got to do it in person before the pandemic hit and everything went to virtual. So that experience, being in an intimate space with women, talking about ourselves and growing, not only just women, but like women of color, Black women, talking about our history, talking about our bodies, talking about how we want to show up for people in the world, was absolutely amazing. I learned so much. But what is a sex doula and what do I do? Like everything else that I do, it's just another form of being a healer. It's just another form of being a coach. The way that I look at a sex doula is no different than a birth doula. However, I am rebirthing a woman's new sexuality, new sexiness. Sexiness? Sexiness? I like sexiness. That may not be a word, but her sensuality, her sexuality. I'm helping her rebirth that or birth that, right? Because there are some women who have never tapped into that side of themselves. And so I'm walking with women. I'm guiding, empowering, and supporting that woman as she comes into that part of herself, which comes with a lot of exploration, a lot of healing, a lot of unpacking. So that's how I like to explain it. It's rebirthing a woman's sexuality and supporting her healing around sexual and spiritual health and connecting to her body. The connecting to her body is such an important piece because as Black women, there's so many things that we go through, so many messages that we hear that forces us to disconnect from our bodies. And that is ourself. Like, that's our sense of self. We become robots when we're not connected to our body. So being connected to the body is really, really important in this process. And how do I do this? Also, let me mention, it's a holistic sense. So it's yoga. It's using herbal medicine, it's using movement, it's using meditation, energy work, Reiki. Now, I don't do all those things, but being able to have referrals and women that I can reach out to and refer to encompasses all of that. And I'm not even going to sit here and say that I won't at some point get all of that under my belt. Because like I said in the last episode, I am deemed to be a forever learner. So it's a possibility in a year from now, I could be a herbalist and doing aromatherapy. It's just know it's a possibility. But at this moment, that's not under my belt or in my wheelhouse. However, I do have a yoga instructor certification. So I do help women through yoga, and that goes back to that connecting to the body, being able to sit, be still, and recognize what's going on in the body, and taking a moment to step out of the brain, stepping out of the mind. I am a person, I had to do the work, I still have to do the work, because I spend a lot of time in my mind, I spend a lot of time thinking, and what I have learned through this process of going through these trainings and getting these certifications, that's not the greatest place to be. There's a lot of lying going on in our minds. We already have enough people out here lying on Black women and telling us what we should and shouldn't be, what we should and shouldn't be doing. That messes with our brains so much that we start telling ourselves lies. So it's not a great place to spend a lot of time if you haven't done the work on it. But I also walk women through exploring their bodies, learning about their bodies, learning the basic anatomy, learning how their body works, how it moves, how it feels, because it's important for us to know that before we start interacting with people. How can you explain to someone what your body needs for it to feel nurtured, for it to feel safe, for it to be excited, if you've never done the work yourself to figure that out? And in another episode, we're definitely going to talk about exploration, because there are so many, a high, high percentage of the clients that come to me, they know not what they want at all. But they come to me very frustrated that this person, their partner, cannot give them what they want. And when I say, well, what do you want? Then they get tripped up. Then they get upset. And I let them get upset, but it all comes back to you haven't done the work within yourself. You've allowed yourself to be distracted by building businesses, going up the corporate ladder, building families, taking care of families in survival mode. And I'm not knocking any of that, but at some point, you gotta come back to self. You gotta come back and get to know who you are, and you are forever changing. And that's the great thing in this sex doula capacity. I help Black women, successful, high achieving Black women that are out here doing it, killing it, connect to herself. Because while we're watching these women do it and putting on that power suit and doing these speeches, behind closed doors, she has no clue who she is because she's putting on a show. She's putting on a show. She puts that mask on. She does what she needs to do when she's out in the world. She shows up for everybody else. But when she gets home and she takes that mask off, she doesn't know what to do. She doesn't know how to connect to her partner. She doesn't know how to connect to herself. A good majority of the time, the goals that we're out here killing is because someone else said that's what we need to be doing. And we really don't even love it. We really don't even love it. Even me, I thought I would love being a therapist. I thought that that would be enough. And here I am, 4, 5, 6, 7 certifications in, exploring a different avenue of the same thing, but exploring a different avenue because it wasn't enough and it was never going to be enough. It's enough for other people. It's possible that what you do is enough for other people, but is it enough for you? Is it enough for you? So anywho, that was the exploration of the body, addressing trauma. Now, addressing trauma, I believe that I have an upper hand compared to other women that are healers and are not therapists, because I have an ability to know when they need more, when they have not done the work. So when it comes to coaching and being a sex doula, I work with women that have an awareness. They've done some work. They've just gotten to a place where they've plateaued and they're like, okay, again, the theme of this episode seems to be, I need more. I need more. I need deeper. So what that means is they've gone to therapy. They've built the boundaries. They've had hard conversations. They've cleaned house. They've cleaned out friends and family and lovers that no longer serve their purpose, their higher good. Now, for some, they may not be able to distinguish between someone that has, it could be lying, you know, because people lie because they want certain things. Having that therapy background, being a therapist and working with clients, I can see when someone needs something deeper. I can see when someone has not healed. And I don't have a problem saying, this is not the space for you. You have wounds. You need to heal. You need to go back and open those bags. Remember I was talking about the garbage bags, the luggage. You need to go back and pull those. And sometimes people that have not even, they're not even carrying their luggage, right? They have stowed it away either in the basement or the attic, padded locks. That does not exist in my life. I can pick that up real quick. No, you need to go unlock the door. You need to go get your luggage and you need to go ahead and go through that. Because without going through the baggage, without going through the trauma, without going through some sort of healing and forgiveness and release, you can only go so far. You can only go so far. That is like building the house and putting down the floor and the walls. If you come to me saying you want coaching and you want my, you know, my doula experience, you're telling me, oh, I've done the foundational work with a therapist. See, so I love that I have that advantage of being able to pick out with certain moods, being able to ask certain questions, being able to recognize when there is a, is it really lack of motivation or are you depressed? Right? Are you really high on life or is it possible that you have bipolar? Like I can ask those questions and spot those things out where sometimes others don't. And that's why it's really important when you go through these trainings for anyone that may be interested in this. The first thing they say is know your lane. Know your lane. know that you are not a therapist. It is not your job to go through and start opening up Pandora's box, because I'm telling you, as a therapist, when you open up Pandora's box, you better be able to help them through it. And sometimes it can be very, very overwhelming if you don't have the proper education or the proper training to walk them through that Pandora's box. And you could be causing more harm than good. And so that's why I say, there's that therapy part of me is a very good advantage. And so when women come to me, I'm always navigating through, do you need me as a coach? Do you need me in a doula sense? Do you need to rebirth that section of yourself, that area of yourself, that new self, that higher self? Or do you still need to go dust out some of that dirt? So that, I love that. I love that I strategically put that together to be able to help women in that sense. And also explain to them the benefits of therapy. It's very common in the Black community, especially, well, I'm not even going to say especially. It's very common in the Black community that therapy is just not a thing. I'm not doing it. I'm not telling someone my business. I'm not going to have them put me on medication. Even though therapists don't do medication, psychiatrists do, but there's just like a lot of lack of knowledge and a lack of trust for the mental health profession, understandably so. But I can tell you, as a therapist, we're looking for people that look like us, and it helps a little bit more to be able to look at a face that looks like yours, that has experience like yours, and feel safe and feel understood. So that's enough, because I already did the therapy episode, so I wasn't meaning to try to bring that into this. And also an element that hopefully really soon I'll be able to bring in and talk about. Not hopefully soon, I am. I'm going to add that element to it, because that's something that I love and enjoy, is sensual dance. Is sensual dance. And that is, again, a way to connect to self, a way to get out of your head, a way to fall in love with yourself and see your body do things that you never thought it could, and feel sensations about yourself that you never knew that you could. Everything that I do in this capacity is to help bring Black women to themselves, to prioritize themselves, fall in love with themselves, and understand the pure orgasmic life that could be happening when you choose pleasure for yourself. And remember, and we'll get into an episode of this about what pleasure is and isn't, pleasure is not just about sex. Pleasure is about good food, good people, good experiences, nice weather. That's what pleasure is about. And we feel shame and guilt because there's so many people telling us what we don't deserve. And so we just believe it and we move as such. Now, a big, big part of harnessing pleasure and tapping into energies within us, we're all energy, tapping into energy that is cultivated sexually, again, take away thinking about sex. You can have sexual energy and not have sex. And that sexual energy stirs up creativity, which is in your sacral. The sacral is such an important, like all the chakras are important, but that sacral, I have like a special love for the sacral, because that is where everything is. And going off of my human design, that is where all the answers to my questions are. But creativity. Think about the fact that when we have sex as women, and not all, but we are able to create life. We are able to create life. Imagine what we could create with that sexual energy when we do what we enjoy. When we allow ourselves to tap into that creativity and put that energy into something artistic, whether it's writing a book, whether it's doing poetry, making an artistic piece with paints or mold, or like, imagine taking that sexual energy, that charge, that juiciness, that tantalizing, that tickling feeling, and pouring it out of your fingers, out of your body, into something that you've made and put out in the world for someone. That is power. Oh my God, that is power. That is power. And we need to be cultivating it. Every Black woman needs to be cultivating that juicy energy and using it every day for her benefit, for your benefit, not for anyone else's. Not for anyone else's. And I there's so much for me to go deep in, which is so many more episodes come, so many seasons, because there's so much to talk about who we could be if we just focus on what feels good for us. Now, before I end this episode, I hope that you got some gems. I hope you have a little bit more understanding about what a sex doula is. This is between the sex therapist, the sex coaching, the sex doula. This doesn't even scratch the surface of how it can help you, how it can help you show up, how it can help you be more connected with your family, with your partner, with yourself, how it can help you make more money, creativity, money, come on, right? But one of the questions I always get, and I should have addressed it in the previous episode, but I'm addressing it now, is, do I have sex with my clients? No, I don't have sex with my clients. Do I think that there's anything wrong with that? No, there's a whole surrogate section of healers that help people through that. That's not what I do, but I don't knock it. And it's definitely something we can talk about because it's knowledge and it could be helpful. It is helpful. It helps support people, but that is not what I do. That is not what I do. So I just wanted to leave that here. I don't do that in therapy. I don't do that in coaching. I don't do that as a sex doula. There is no intimate touch. What I do is help women through support, guidance, empowerment, knowledge, techniques, skills. I help women get what they need to get the life that they want, to get the juiciness and the pleasure that they want. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have any questions, definitely follow me at Chantel and Co. on Instagram and drop your questions. Leave comments and ask questions. Rate. Send this to someone where you're like, oh my gosh, yes, I love it. Send this out. Share it. Don't let this be your little secret, because I want everyone to be able to feel the way that I want my clients to feel, that I invest in my clients' feelings. So y'all have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to the Unapologetic Vixen podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you enjoyed this episode, like, leave a comment, and share it with someone you know could use the space. If you're ready to tap into your pleasure, join the virtual Vixen Suite. It's a safe space for Black women to gain support and empowerment as they access pleasure, intimacy, and satisfying sex every day. And remember, pleasure is your right, boo.